daring and resourcefulness they had, too, the ability to think faster and move faster than the enemy. These were the qualities which gave Lee the dazzling campaigns of Second Manassas and Chancellorsville and won Vicksburg for Grant. Lastly, and perhaps greatest of all, there was the ability, at the end, to turn quickly from war to peace once the fighting was over. Out of the way these two men behaved at Appomattox came the possibility of a peace of reconciliation. It was a possibility not wholly realized in the years to come, but which did, in the end, help the two sections to become one nation again, after a war whose bitterness might have seemed to make such a reunion wholly impossible. No part of either man's life became him more than the part he played in their brief meeting in the McLean House at Appomattox. Their behavior there put all succeeding generations of Americans in their debt. Two great Americans, Grant and Lee, very different, yet under everything very much alike, their encounter at Appomattox was one of the great moments of American history.